It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Labor Day marks the end of summer, which means it's back to school time. At one rural Minnesota school, kids are grabbing their iPads and heading for class. Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop High School was the first in the country to buy iPads for all students. They used them all last year and are bringing them back for the new school year, which starts tomorrow. Jeff Bertrang is principal.
There's a calendar application so they could figure out when projects were due. You had the app that could keep your notes on. They could type up different documents, whether it was a presentation or an actual school project, and then send them an email to the teachers. And probably another one we're trying to focus on more this year is using the reading capability of the iBook app and more online books and audiobooks.
So what worked well in the first year of the program?
I think what worked well is besides give iPads to kids, because otherwise it's just a toy, is give the staff development time and training and hands-on with the iPads so they understood how they worked and how they would relate with the kids.
Were teachers less familiar with iPads or the way an iPad might work than the kids were?
I'd say yes. A lot of the kids had iPods or iPhones, and they understood the touch technology. They understood apps. So a lot of the teachers had to get up to speed on some of those things. But it doesn't take too long to figure it out.
So that's what worked well. What didn't work so well?
When the iPads were first deployed, YouTube is an app that comes on with the operating system. But we know that you don't want to keep YouTube on, so we had to block that. The kids would get lost in focus.
You bought 375 iPads. How many got broken over the course of the year?
Truly damaged ones, there were probably about 13 where they were dropped down stairwells or in a backpack and something crushed it. And we had 9 of them that were misplaced or stolen.
Did those kids get new ones?
They got new ones because we have insurance policies that we had them signed before they could actually get an iPad.
Now, you're heading into year 2 of this. Do you see this as a supplement to textbooks or a possible replacement for textbooks?
I think the myth out there is that textbooks are what drives what happens in classrooms. Textbooks are just resources. The curriculum is what we need to make sure we hit with the kids. So we're really not focused on the particular textbook as we are what resources the teachers can find out there. Through iTunes University, you could be looking at broadcasts of actual video from universities on how heart transplants work. You could talk to college professors about social studies and world history. You could actually FaceTime or Skype with other people across the globe. So the resources are out there to make hands-on learning a lot more applicable and real than just a textbook.
How did you pay for it?
We had the capital projects, our technology budget, and some special ed money to help with our special ed kids.
What's it done for the environment of the school, everybody having one of these things?
One of the unknowns that we didn't plan for is we have a lot less paper being used because it's a lot more electronic. Teachers have this thing called a wiki site where they post their requirements, their class syllabus, their calendar information. The kids just go out there and they grab the information, download it to their actual iPad, work on it, and then either print it or send it back to the teacher. Kids would coordinate with their teachers when kids were gone. If they were on a family vacation, the doctor's office, wherever, they'd still be able to do work. A downside for the teachers that they said is kids are more engaged. They're wanting to know instantly things and emailing teachers, which is good for us that the kids are doing it and the teachers are being more involved with their kids' learning. But the teachers had learned to put out parameters saying, after 8 o'clock at night, I will not respond to email anymore.
Jeff Bertrang is principal of Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop High School in Minnesota. Find us online at marketplacetech.org. We're on Facebook, too. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.